That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. The Labor Department reporting today that more Americans were working and the number of claims did unexpectedly drop below what economists had predicted. Initial claims for jobless benefits falling by 1,000 to a seasonally adjusted 230,000 for the week that ended on January 27th.
Any leader in America that would say $1,000 in the pockets of working families is crumbs is out of touch with the American people.
But addressing a Republican planning meeting in West Virginia last night, Vice President Mike Pence says that's how House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi described the bonuses that many companies are giving because of the GOP tax cut.
I come from the Joseph A. Bank wing of the West Wing. Seriously, people stop me and say, is that a new suit? And I said, two for one. Back when our kids were little, another $1,000 in my pocket at the end of the year, I had a term for that. Christmas.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The U.S. government's cash reserves are expected to run out faster than expected, according to the Congressional Budget Office, which says a result of lost revenue from last year's tax cut law is the main reason. If the debt ceiling is not raised by the first half of March, the CBO says in a statement, quote, the government would be unable to pay its obligations fully and would have to delay making payments for its activities, default on its debt obligations, or both. The White House and GOP leaders in Congress repeatedly punting decisions on how to deal with the debt ceiling. The U.S. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin earlier this week was urging Congress to raise it.
The last communications with Columbia occurred at about 8 a.m. Central Time as it was above the north central Texas area at an altitude of approximately 200,000 feet.
It's the 15th anniversary of a space tragedy when the shuttle Columbia disintegrated upon re-entering the Earth's atmosphere, killing all seven crew members aboard. The disaster, the second fatal accident in the space shuttle program after the space shuttle Challenger.
Any debris that is located in the vicinity of the north central Texas area should be reported to local law enforcement.
It's the third of three somber NASA anniversaries. An Apollo 1 fire killing three astronauts was on January 27, 1967, and the Challenger disaster happened on January 28, 1986, killing all seven aboard that shuttle. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll have my reaction to one salesman who called my office manager a bitch for not letting him talk to me. Trust me, it won't be pretty. I'll have my reaction to someone asking a local landscaper friend of mine why he was doing a Mexican's job. No, you cannot make this stuff up. I'll also talk about how the new Facebook algorithm can affect your business, and I'll have 8 business apps to help you achieve your goals. It's Thursday, February 1st, 2018, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
I'll be taking care of business every day.
Well, Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 35 degrees at 12:05. And for today, it's going to be cloudy with showers this afternoon, a high of 47 and a low of 26. For tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 30 degrees and a low of 14. For Saturday, it'll be sunny with a high of 34, a low of 24, with thickening clouds during the evening. For Super Bowl Sunday, we're going to have a mixture of light rain and snow in the afternoon with a high of 41 and a low of 30 degrees. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 106.14 to 26,255.53. The NASDAQ up 13.65 to 7,425.13. S&P 500 is up 8.28 to 2,832.09. Oil up 61 cents to $65.34 per barrel. Gold is up $2.50 to $1,345.60 an ounce.
Take good care of my business.
Well, again, I want to thank everybody for listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me as we are entering February, which means this is when we have to take that gut check. Now, every year on the program, I ask you in the first week of January to start making your goals for the year. It's kind of a resolution, but instead of a resolution, which we know we're going to break in 2 weeks, more of a goal for the year. So 1 month out of the 12 is already in the bag. So now the question is, are you on track with the goals you made? Do you still have to make goals? It's never too late. And if you need help with that, maybe we have a couple of tips for you. But right now, just a reboot. You know, check your numbers against January of last year. You know, were your sales up? Were they down? If so, why? What do you have to do to bring those numbers up? Do you want to grow your business? This is a question that I ask a lot of the businesses that I consult with. Not so much, you know, everybody has pipe dreams, if you will, where they'll tell me, you know, what do you want to do? I want to grow my business by 50%. I want to grow my business. I want to double my business. And that sounds all well and good until you actually get into the nuts and bolts of it. So if you want to grow your business, what are you doing to make that happen? How have you expanded your reach through social media? How have you improved your website? What are you doing about advertising? How are you going to attain new customers? And how are you going to retain your existing ones? So that's part of what goes into figuring out your goals for the years. And when people say to me, I want to grow my business, you know, by 10%, 20%, whatever the case may be, I first put that into a dollar number. So what does that mean? When you say you want to grow your business by 10%, if you're doing 300,000 in sales, that means you want to grow by 30,000. If you're doing 50, that means you want to grow by 50,000. If you're doing 5 million, that means you want to grow by 500,000. So where do you find that business in order to make that happen? So this is the time. Here you are, February 1st. I talked about last week on the program the need for you to carve out an hour per day, at least an hour per week of what we call personal time. This is your time to reflect on your business. I like to do it about an hour a day. That's why I get in real early around 7:30. And then I just kind of plan my day out. What jobs do I need to complete? What does my crew have to complete? What do I need to do on the marketing side to make those goals happen? And it's something that has to start with a certain discipline. Is there a way for you to carve out that hour? And the story talked about doing it slowly, maybe 20 minutes per day, but this is your time. No phone, no email, no cell phone, no texting, nothing. You're just going to take 20 minutes and focus on your business. That's how the goals are going to be developed, and that's how you're eventually going to achieve those goals of, say, growth of 10%. So now that we've talked about it, what are you going to do about it? And now it comes down to, what were those goals in January? How did the first month fare? And where do you see yourself at the end of December? So if you've picked either a dollar amount you want to grow by, or a percentage amount that you want to grow by, or the number of people you want to hire this year or the type of equipment you want to purchase this year. When is it happening? How is it happening? And where are you in the process? 1 month down, it's time to take a look at where you are and where you want to be. This time of the show, we usually bring you the business quote of the week brought to you by Crown Trophy of Flemington. This one, always we pick from anybody. It could be a movie star. It could be a celebrity. It could be someone famous in business. This one actually comes from former First Lady Michelle Obama, who said, "One of the lessons that I grew up with was to always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract you from your goals." And I really like that when I came across this in preparation for the show, because so many times I will hear people talk about how they're worried about what people will think, whether it's a new product launch or whether it's going to be a new product period that they're going to carry, or they're going to raise their prices or something like that. They're worried about how what other people say about them is going to impact what they do. Now, I've told the story on the program several times about how the best advice I ever got was from one of my broadcasting professors in college, Mark Mills. 2 weeks into my freshman year, I had moved 400 miles away from home. I was going to be a broadcasting major. I got a slot on the school radio station, and 2 weeks into my radio career, I'd done maybe six shows, I get summoned up to Mark Mills' office. He was the professor in the broadcasting department. He shuts the door. I sit down on the big red couch, and he says, "Son, what do you want to do?" I said, "Sir, I want to work in radio. This is all I've ever wanted to do since I was about 11 or 12 years old." And he said, "Well, I got to tell you, you're not that very good at it." And I said, "Well, why?" And he goes, "I don't know." He goes, "When you turn on the microphone, you sound like a robot. You know, this is, that was, here's the weather, it's 7 degrees outside, here's the time. You're not allowing any of your personality to show through." And I told him that I was nervous because I didn't know, when you talk into this microphone, you can't see or hear how people are reacting to what you say. And when you sit in this room or any radio studio, a lot of times you're thinking about who's listening, who has you tuned in and listening, and are you entertaining them, and are you being informative? And you don't get that feedback, you know, so you kind of just plow through it. So I told him I was worried about what people thought about me and what they thought about the show. And he said, "Son, I'm going to give you some advice." He goes, "You can stay on the air for now, but I'm going to give you some advice. Every time you turn on that microphone, you just don't give a shit what anybody says." And he goes, "And you can apply that to life as well." And that's kind of what Michelle Obama said in her quote. "One of the lessons that I grew up with was to always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody else says distract you from your goals." If you know you have a good product, you have a good idea, you have a good launch ready to go, don't worry about what anybody else says. Do it, but monitor it. So if you go ahead, say, with a launch of some kind, a marketing campaign or something like that, stick to it. Monitor the results. If it's working, double down. If it's not, come back and rethink it and then do it over. But don't be shy about launching until everybody is on board. When I talk to either a lot of our Crown stores or other stores, when they talk about social media marketing and putting out a email newsletter, everybody says the same thing. "I don't know what to say. I'm afraid that I might offend somebody. What if they don't like what I say?" Who cares? Put it out there, because your true audience will like what you have to say, and they'll come back time and time again. And if they don't, they just hit the unsubscribe button. Not a big deal. And don't take that personally if somebody unsubscribes from your email database list. If you're listening to the program right now, there's a good chance that you are hooked up to a computer. You're on the internet. You're watching on your cell phone. I'd like to ask that you go to our new Facebook page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gannot, and like and follow that page. Every now and then, when new news comes up that affects businesses in the middle of the week, we'll put it there first, and then we'll talk about it on the program on Thursday. But make sure that you like and follow that page so you can be kept abreast of what's going on the program and get updates on new show topics as the week progresses. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm Jim Gannot. We'll be back right after this.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy and Crown Custom Apparel here in Flemington. And glad that you could be with us on yet another Thursday as we roll closer and closer to the big day. And, of course, I'm talking about my son's wedding on February 16th. So that means that this week and next week will be the last shows before the wedding. I'm going to take that Thursday off prior to and head out to Long Island for the wedding. Looking forward to that. Want to say hello to Robin Fatu, who is watching the program streaming on Facebook. So glad you could join me, and glad you'll be joining us at the wedding. Looking forward to having a good time and a good party there as well. But there's one other piece of business that we have to take care of this week. Very important stuff, and it goes like this. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Oh, how I am so looking forward to Sunday evening and Super Bowl 52 when my Philadelphia Eagles are going to defeat the New England Patriots, my prediction anyway. We took a little Facebook poll last night, and I threw this out late at night, so I got about 15, 20 respondents, and I asked people, don't give me the score, I don't care if they're your favorite team, just tell me who you think is going to win. Answers were 73% think the Eagles will win the Super Bowl. 27% think that the Patriots will win the Super Bowl. I just want one. The Patriots have 5. I want one. Now, one thing that I do want you to find, if you go to Facebook Watch, there is, and go to your Facebook page, and on the left-hand side of the panel will be a couple of tabs. One of them says watch. Click on that and type in Tom versus Time. It's a 5-part series following Tom Brady, and it is phenomenal. I literally cannot wait for every next episode to come out. They've been coming out about every 2 days, and just, I love the behind the scenes of how things get done. I think that's why I like watching shows that involve, you know, like The Profit, where they'll go into a business and you kind of see how things get done. But this follows Tom through his training regimen. He's 40 years old, and he's telling us that he feels stronger now, more fit now than he did when he was 22, fresh out of college. So if you get a chance, these episodes come out about every 2 days leading up to the Super Bowl. After the Super Bowl, the final episode will air. But just behind the scenes, family man, how he studies and works at his craft, even, you know, 18 years into this, you know, there's no reason in the world why you won't walk away from these videos saying there, and that is why he's the greatest of all time. So make sure you're checking out Tom Versus Time on Facebook Watch. Something happened at my store this week that it takes a lot to get me riled up, but when I get riled up, then I got to deal with it. So we're going to deal with it. We're going to vent a little bit and get your thoughts on what happened. But here's the story. We get calls all the time from telemarketers selling everything. And if I took every single call, I'd probably lose about 2 hours of productivity every day. So this gentleman calls up, and because we have caller ID, we can tell this is probably the fourth or fifth time that he's called during the day. So he calls up, and my office manager, Susan, takes the call, and he says, can I speak with Jim? And she goes, well, he's busy at the moment. Can I take your name and number and have him give you a call back? And he says, no thanks, bitch. And I'm like, really? He called you that? So I went back into caller ID. I wrote down the phone number. It's pasted next to my phone. And every time the phone rings, I'm like Pavlov's dog. I can't wait to see that number come back up in my caller ID, because I am going to tell him exactly what I thought about this. Is this the type of individual that you want working for your company? Now, telemarketers, admittedly, it's going to be a rough job. You hope that you make one sale, you know, a week, a month, or something like that. How many times do you get calls at your house and you're like, oh, here we go again? And we signed up for Nomo Robo at our house, and it's great. The phone rings once, and then it just goes away, and we know that was a telemarketer. I did look up. I did a reverse lookup on the phone. I tried to call it. Of course, the voicemail box was full, which is probably a good thing, because he wouldn't have wanted to hear what I would want him to do. But it comes back down to what I've talked about in this program time and time again, the image of your company. Now, if this company were to ever call me again, 0% chance I'm doing any business. You could have the greatest product in the world. 0% chance that I'm going to do business with them, simply because this is the way they feel it's okay to treat their customers. And, you know, you can watch all the movies in the world, Wall Street and Boiler Room and things like that, and that's acceptable behavior on celluloid in the films. It's not acceptable behavior when you're talking to another human being. And so I'm kind of curious, like, have you ever gotten so fed up with somebody that you've made a comment like that, or has somebody made a comment at you like that? When he does call back, and I know he will, because they just get computerized list of phone calls. They never know who they're calling. He's going to get a good lecture from me on what it means to be professional. He's going to be asked to apologize to Susan before I even consider, you know, continuing with the phone call. And if he won't do any of that, then I'm going to tell him to do something that's pretty much anatomically impossible for a man, if you know what I mean. But it's just so wrong that anybody in today's society would say that to a complete stranger, and it just pissed me off to no end. And I am literally hoping and praying that he calls back, because I can't wait to lay into him. I have no problem with that. So then a second thing happened on the same day. Now, you've heard me talk a lot about my good buddy Josh Burke from Joshua's Landscaping, a local landscaper here in Flemington. He's a neighbor of mine, lives a couple of blocks away from me. Great guy, expecting his first baby in about 7 weeks. Is that right, Josh? 7 weeks, 6, 7 weeks. So he posted on Facebook the other day the following. He said, I had an interaction with a guy at Wawa that called my profession of owning a landscaping company a Mexican job. Now, Josh isn't Mexican, but he has taken the time to learn his craft, to build a great following with his customers. He does beautiful work. I've hired him at my house. He also has hardscaping, so if you want a patio or something like that, Josh can do all of that. Does beautiful work. If you ever go to his Facebook page, Joshua's Landscaping, and look at some of the pictures in his gallery, you'll be absolutely amazed and impressed at his work. But somebody felt that just because he was wearing a T-shirt that said Joshua's Landscaping, which was made by Crown Custom Apparel here in Flemington, a.k.a. Crown Trophy, that this guy felt that it was his place to tell Josh and to basically to demean him and say, you know, that he couldn't believe that he would do, quote unquote, a Mexican's job. I have seen Josh on some days when he's putting in a patio. He'll come to our store at the end of the day, covered in mud, covered in sweat. I would love to see the guy who makes a comment like that work with Josh for 1 week. That's the challenge. If you have the balls to say that in the line at Wawa, have the balls to work side by side with Josh for 1 week. If you make it to Tuesday, I'll give you a $100 bill for every day you're able to make it. I guarantee you, no money's going to leave my wallet. Where are our heads that we would make a comment like that? And what's wrong with being a landscaper? It goes back to what Martin Luther King said, and if you, or King Jr. anyway, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep the streets like Michelangelo painted. He should sweep the streets like Beethoven composed music or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep the streets so well that when people saw his work, they would say, there goes an excellent street sweeper. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I think you get my gist. If this is Josh's chosen profession, and he's really good at it, who cares what he does? You may be an accountant, but you don't see me saying, oh, you're just an accountant. You may be a lawyer. You don't see me saying, oh, you know what the, you know what a thousand lawyers at the bottom of an ocean is, a good start. I'm not picking on anybody. Why would you go to somebody and pick on their chosen profession, pick on their company and try to demean them at the Wawa? What are you doing that's so special? I just don't get where people's heads are at and why we can't be a little more civil towards people. Not to mention the fact that Josh employs about four or five different guys that help him on some of these jobs, and he's got his lawn maintenance crew. Greg Ryback, another friend of mine, has a huge landscaping company. Beautiful patio work, et cetera, deck work. I don't see anybody talking to Greg and saying that he's doing a Mexican's job, because you would become part of the patio if you did that with Greg. I know that, but I think we need to hit the reset button or something in America and, you know, act a little more civilly towards one another, because right now, the way we're headed, we are heading down the wrong path. So, you know, again, if the gentleman is listening and he was at Wawa the other day, I am inviting you on behalf of Josh from Joshua's Landscaping to come work with him for a day this summer. And let's see, you know, if it's a Mexican's job. You know, guarantee you won't make it till Tuesday. So that is it for now on those two subjects. But let's be a little more civil with one another. We don't need to call an office manager a bitch. We don't need to demean somebody that owns a business because it's, quote unquote, a Mexican's job. It's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard. And thank God I wasn't in line that day, because it would not have ended well. So we talk a lot about social media. Let's switch gears here. That's enough venting for one day. Talk about social media a lot. And the one question that I get from business owners, from just about anybody, is what are you supposed to post on social media in your business? You know, it's one thing if you wanted to post a picture of your cat on Facebook and that was on your personal page. It might not translate well to your business page, but social media posts don't generate leads and sales automatically. So what you want to do is learn how to point followers back to your small business website for the best results. Social media is a stronger tool than most small business owners realize. So don't be satisfied with a few likes and a few retweets or shares here and there. You have to think bigger. Your social media posts should all have the same goal: to incite your social followers to visit your website, to call your company, or to stop in to make a purchase. Now, how do you inspire your social media followers to take the next step towards becoming paying customers? You have to post content that inspires them and will make it easy for them to visit you, whether online, by phone, or in person. So here's how to create social media posts that drive customers your way. First, get social media followers to visit your website. It's a simple ask. You can't just post a few lines about your business on Facebook and expect to motivate people. Instead of posting your thoughts directly to social media, be a little strategic. Write a blog post or design a simple sales flyer to post on your website. Then link that to the website post on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Include a teaser that encourages people to click to your website for more information. You want to inspire social media users to call your business. Do your Facebook followers have questions that only you can answer? Facebook ads now allow business owners to add a call now button to paid promotional posts. When a smartphone user sees your ad on Facebook, all they have to do is reach for that click button, and it's a direct connection to customers through social media. You want to give social media followers a map to your storefront. Geolocation data is the small business owner's best friend. If your goal is to get foot traffic, don't post anything to Facebook or Instagram without adding your company's location information. You'll have the option to add your location as you're creating each new social post. That's what you need to be doing. So everybody who's asking me, what do I do? What do I say? That's it. Tell your story, but keep pushing them back. Get them in the front door. Get them to your website. Get them to your Facebook page and constantly tell them who you are, where you are, and what you do. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. We're going to take a quick news break, and when we come back, we'll have more on Instagram's new features, including a quick guide for small business owners. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is the White House could now at any time make public a controversial memo from Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, which they say details FBI surveillance abuses and alleges anti-Trump sentiments at the Bureau. But now a top Republican says the Senate Intelligence Committee should first be able to review that memo. South Dakota's John Thune also telling The Hill that a Democratic counterpoint memo written by the Democratic members of the House Committee should also be released. With more on the Republican memo, here's USA Radio's John DeMaster.
Republican Devin Nunes says the memo makes the case about an epic scandal inside federal law enforcement. Justice Department saying releasing the memo would be reckless and could hurt national security.
A British jury has just found a man guilty of murder after he drove a van into a crowd of Muslims last June, killing one person. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many plans nationwide, Walgreens offers copays as low as $0 on select plans. So switching your prescriptions to Walgreens will be worth the trip. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, so you could be saving big. Switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 copays apply to Tier 1 generics.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey. Crown Custom Apparel and Crown Signs. And holy cow, the second speaker in my headphones just came on and blew me away. Also want to remind everybody, and I posted this earlier in the week, that we are having an open house on Saturday at Crown Trophy. Your chance to come to the store. We'll have a couple of chips, a couple of sodas, things like that. And your chance to bring your camera, bring your cell phone, and take a picture with our Super Bowl trophy. You could be the, you could have bragging rights at your Super Bowl party when you show people that you're standing next to the Super Bowl trophy. So feel free to stop in Saturday from 9 to 1 at Crown Trophy of Flemington, 33 Rayville Avenue here in the borough of Flemington in the Staples Shopping Center. Hopefully everybody can join us. Remember, you get a extra chip if you wear a football jersey, two chips if you wear a Philadelphia Eagles jersey, no chips for you if you wear a Patriots jersey. So let's talk about Instagram for a minute. There are some new features that you can use on Instagram that are pretty exciting because Instagram is probably one of the best social media platforms for a small business. So the photo sharing platform's latest updates include live video and stickers. And you can find out how your business can use these features to improve your social marketing by going to Instagram. Play around with it for a little bit. But as social media sites roll out new updates, it can be difficult to stay on top of it all. So again, recently Instagram launched a handful of new features, including live video, stickers, and the ability to save photos and like comments that small business owners can leverage to improve their social media game. So here's a basic breakdown of all the Instagram upgrades. The first is live video. Similar to what you're watching now on Facebook, can now be done on Instagram. It gives users the ability to go live with video. Once the live event has passed, the video disappears along with it, removing pressure for content created in this channel to have a long shelf life. Stickers. Instagram also introduced stickers in its stories feature, accessible via a smiley button. These stickers allow small business owners to add context and creative touches to their photos. Take your audience on your journey with you. Use location stickers to show where you are in real time, suggested Joy Stratton, who's a content specialist for HCK2 Partners. You also have the ability now to save photos. Instagram users can now save photos they like in their feeds by simply tapping the bookmark icon. This is great news for small business owners because it improves chances that your potential customers will interact with your content over a longer period of time. So instead of having your hard work expire, your photos could have continued exposure, Stratton says. And you also have the ability to like comments. Finally, users can now like comments left on Instagram posts, whereas previously the only interaction possible was a reply. This allows small business owners to more quickly acknowledge responses to their content and engage in more interactions on others' pages as well. So if you're new to the social media game, running a small business, and if you're running a large business, not a bad idea to check out some of the improvements that have been made on how you can promote your business, your organization with Facebook Live, and now with the Instagram video and like buttons. I think that's going to be huge as we move forward. If I were to pick one over the other right now, because you can archive the Facebook videos, I would say stay with that for longer. Instagram's not bad, but it's, again, that when that video disappears, there's no going back. So you've got to catch your viewers. They have to be watching when you're broadcasting. So I think at some point they'll change that and make it a little more longer lasting. But until then, you know, it's good to get them come to the store right now, and hopefully that'll work. But I think more has to be done as far as archiving in order to make it worth their while. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I want to say hello to Cindy Weaver, who's watching on Facebook Live. Thanks for joining us on the program. We'll see you in 2 weeks at the wedding as well. U.S. consumer spending rose and savings dropped to a 10-year low. Also, the stock market is currently 224 points above where it started at the beginning of the year, and about 7.7% rise in investors' earnings. U.S. consumer spending rose solidly in December as demand for goods and services increased, but the gain came at the expense of savings, which dropped to a 10-year low, in a troubling sign for future consumption and economic growth. Rising household wealth due to record gains on the U.S. stock market, as well as higher home prices, likely made Americans more confident to dip into their savings to fund purchases, economists said. Savings are now at levels last seen in December 2007, a key date because that was when the economy slipped into the last recession. It is true that the gains in consumer confidence, as well as in the stock market and housing wealth, are making Americans feel much better today than they were previously, said Eugenio Ailman, a senior economist at Wells Fargo Securities in Charlotte, North Carolina. That said, the U.S. consumer will need to see continuous growth in income over the year in order to be able to continue to keep up with the current pace of consumption. The continued drawdown in the savings rate will likely limit the extent to which consumption can continue to accelerate. All else being equal, said Michael Gapin, who's a chief economist at Barclays in New York. The impact of low savings on consumer spending could, however, be temporarily offset by income tax cuts, which went into effect in January. Last month, personal income rose 0.4% after advancing 0.3% in November. Income grew 3.1% in 2017, a pickup from the 2.4% rise in 2016. The data were included in the advanced fourth quarter gross domestic product report published on Friday. Consumer spending accelerated at 3.8% annualized rate in the fourth quarter, the fastest in 3 years, after rising at a 2.2% pace in the third quarter. Robust consumer spending helped to offset the drag from trade and inventories on the economy, which grew at 2.6% rate in the fourth quarter. GDP increased at a 3.2% pace in the third. Last month, spending on long-lasting goods, such as motor vehicles, increased 0.7%. Outlays on services rose 0.5%, reflecting a rise in demand for utilities. While monthly inflation ticked up in December, price pressures remained benign. The Fed's preferred inflation measure, the Personal Consumption Expenditures, or PCE index, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2% in December after a 0.1% gain in November. We believe inflation will be firm in 2018, supported by a positive output gap, raising energy prices and a weaker U.S. dollar, said Gregory Dacko, who's the chief economist at Oxford's Economic School in New York. So it's a good and bad situation, if you will. Good in that, you know, consumer spending is rising. Bad in that we're dipping deeper into our savings in order to make those spends. So, again, it's, you know, consumer confidence is a beautiful thing, but when it comes at the expense of depleting your savings to the point where there may not be anything left if we were to get into another recession, a housing bubble, things like that, it could spell disaster once again. So spend within your means. Don't spend more than you make is great advice that many economists will say. Very few will follow. The new Facebook algorithm is having an impact on businesses. You've heard about this over the last couple of weeks, probably, with Mark Zuckerberg saying that he wanted people to be focused more on family and friends than on business. The latest Facebook algorithm changes will focus on social interaction over business content. Experts share how you can retain your social media presence. Zuckerberg recently announced that Facebook will significantly change its algorithm over the next several months, and the move aims to increase interaction between friends and family, which was the original focus of the social media site. At the same time, the Facebook algorithm change will decrease posts from businesses and brands in news feeds. Now, if you put a lot of time and resources into building your Facebook brand page, this news probably is not welcome. Businesses stand to lose the ability to get in front of people for free on Facebook, says John Lincoln, who's the CEO at digital marketing agency Ignite Visibility. Some companies have invested hundreds, thousands, or even millions of dollars to build those communities. Overall, advertising is likely to increase to compensate. The Facebook algorithm change is a big move for Facebook, notes Warren Cohn, who's the CEO and founder of Herald PR, a public relations and digital marketing company. Years ago, Facebook moved away from the friends and family model and moved towards an ad revenue focus, Cohn explains. This latest move will flip that strategy on its head. Is there an upside to the Facebook algorithm change? The Facebook change doesn't mean that business pages will be entirely excluded from the newsfeed, according to Jason Chow, who's the co-founder of Animoto, a cloud-based video creation service that produces video from photos, video clips, and music. Ultimately, this shift is about shedding the less-than-useful and less-than-relevant content that's been creeping into the newsfeed, he says. Facebook is focusing on how people spend time on the platform to connect with people who matter to them. So as long as businesses create relevant content that their communities care about, they'll win. Focus on what message and content your community needs to know and or cares about. Then use all of your available channels to deliver that message and content. Jen Herman, who is the founder of Jen's Trends, which focuses on Instagram marketing, agrees. The latest algorithm change is designed to benefit users, not marketers, she says. But let's be clear. If there are no users because they're unhappy with Facebook, marketers have no one to market to anyway. According to Herman, the Facebook algorithm change aims to improve interactions between users. This means more conversations and dialogue rather than passive views and casual reactions. Going forward, comments will be the gold standard that the public pages will strive for. If businesses create quality content that is relevant and valuable to audience, then this update will actually benefit them. So how do you navigate through the Facebook algorithm change? You want to leverage your Facebook ads. On a positive note, the ad targeting abilities on Facebook are better than ever before, said Lincoln, who says to compensate, businesses can consider reducing the amount they spend on community building ads and increasing the amount they spend on promoting content. You can also incorporate video. Zuckerberg noted in his announcement that live videos have garnered a great deal of attention recently and that video overall will continue to grow. For brands that haven't done this yet, this is the signal to get on board the live video train, says Miguel Lantigua, who's a social media strategist at EMSI Public Relations. Live video is a great way to engage with an audience. Facebook sees it as more of a personal way to interact and will therefore continue to let businesses benefit from it. This program, Taking Care of Business, we had recorded the program on January 11th with the 100 Central Work Readiness Program and uploaded it to our page, similar to the video you're watching now. As of last night, I got an email saying that over 6,100 people have viewed that video in its entirety. So there's a lot of value to that. What we're hoping that's going to result is a conversion into more businesses wanting to participate in the program. But you can see that the video, it's something that people can do in their spare time when they have a moment. There's times when, you know, I'm looking at Facebook, I'll see somebody's video or a post, and I'll say, I want to get back to that. And I might just put a quick note in my memo app in the phone saying, check out, you know, Bill's post from, you know, 9 p.m. or something. And I'll go back to it later. So video is huge. You have to start getting comfortable with seeing yourself on TV. You also can combine marketing strategies. Xiao advises adjusting your mindset regarding various marketing strategies. Avoid focusing separately on your social media strategy, your email strategy, your website strategy, your blog strategy, and your video marketing strategy. It should be one combined strategy. Focus on what messages and content your community needs to know and or cares about. Then use all of your available channels to deliver that message and content. That's what we do when we do our newsletter at Crown Trophy. We write it for everybody, and we post it to our Facebook page. First it goes out as an email, and then we do social share, which is available at the bottom, and it goes out to Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So everybody that follows me or us at Crown Trophy gets all the same messaging at the same time, but I only have to write it one time. To make it easier, use the app Hootsuite, and they'll send it all to everybody. You want to focus on quality. Now, in his Facebook algorithm change announcement, Zuckerberg stressed quality over quantity. Businesses need to post less content on Facebook, says Herman. Gone are the days of posting for the sake of posting. If your posts also reflect positivity, uplifting topics, and helpful content will increase the reach and the engagement. And finally, prioritize driving traffic to owned properties. Any social network can announce changes at any time, believes Allie Jamieson, who's the owner of Jamieson PR. That's why websites and email lists are so important, she says. You want to make sure that the golden rule of digital marketing is to avoid building a platform on rented online space. Your best bet is a website as your main designation online, says Lincoln. Invest in social media, but know that at any point you could lose that reach and traffic channel. So some great advice there on the algorithm change. Don't be too scared by it, but get involved. Make sure you're in there and posting relevant content, not always selling. Let people know who you are. They want to create relationship type transactions, not just expenditure type transactions. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Stepping away for a break, we'll be right back with 8 business apps that can help you achieve your goals. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, New Jersey, and Crown Custom Apparel, which is just going crazy right about now. So glad that we've made the investment in doing embroidery on site. It's really working out well. And hopefully, if you have a need for custom imprinted apparel, you'll think of us at Crown Trophy of Flemington and Crown Custom Apparel. Apps that help you achieve your goals, apps that help you be more productive, I love them. I have about 50 of them on my phone. And I found a couple that are really good that I think you'll like. So I want to go over those with you right now. So 8 business apps to help you achieve your goals. So if you're ready, and we talked at the beginning of the program about your New Year's resolutions or goals, are you ready to tackle them? Are you ready to get serious about it? And if so, we live in a day and age where apps abound. And with the right apps in your business's corner, you can save time and work on your business rather than in your business, says Gene Caballero, who's the co-founder of lawn care company GreenPal. Streamlining the small tasks can help you focus on higher leverage activities. Now, he's quizzed a number of business owners regarding their favorite business apps, and the following applications stood out among those that he spoke with. Here they are in order. The first is Asana, A-S-A-N-A. It's a web and mobile project management app that helps teams track their projects. Now, what business owners have to say about Asana is overwhelming. Jeff Hosh, who's the CEO of Dragonfly Digital Market, says, "My team stays on task with Asana. We're able to schedule due dates. This business app gives me the ability to see the company's overall progress and make adjustments where necessary." Brandon Seymour, who founded Baymore Consulting, says, "Asana is a great business app for managing projects that involve several team members with varying deadlines. Instead of scanning countless email threads, all communication is neatly organized pertaining to the specific project. This promotes accountability, transparency, and autonomy, which are all essential to working with remote employees." So again, Asana for project management. What about for expenses? Use an app called Expensify, which automates the entire expense reporting process from receipt scanning to expense reimbursement. Business owners say that mileage can be a huge benefit when filing taxes. Expensify allows you to view and manage your company's mileage expense. You can run an expert report with the push of a button from your phone, compile reports, and email them directly from the app. Google Drive allows you to share files, folders, photos, and calendars all in one cloud-based location. We use that in our office. We've gone paperless. We love it. What business owners have to say about Google Drive? The Google Suite is the perfect all-in-one cloud system to help organize and collaborate on tasks in the office, especially if your office is remote like mine. Nothing is stored locally, so it makes it even easier to pick up and go, working with colleagues across borders and time zones. That was Christian Price, the owner of Kristen's Bookkeeping. Intercom is a customer engagement tool that allows you to interact with consumers on your website, inside your app via social media or email. And one business owner says that with Intercom, we've inserted ourselves into our onboarding funnel and can reach and talk to customers and get real-time feedback during critical moments of the sign-up process. With this data and real-time feedback, we can make design or copy changes to improve our click-through rate and overall customer experience. And we've seen a more than 40% uplift in conversion thanks to Intercom. The fifth one is called Slack, which is a group communication app featuring collaboration tools and services, including file sharing. It integrates with third-party business apps such as Trello, Dropbox, and Google Drive. Slack has really helped build a strong, connected team and foster a collaborative culture. With Slack, we stay connected across the different teams and between our offices in Spain, San Francisco, Utah, and the Philippines. It helps us to quickly communicate important updates, share files, and improve internal communications and employee engagement. That coming from Steven Benson, who's the founder of Badger Maps. The next app is called Toggle, which is T-O-G-G-L. It's a time tracking software that provides tracking and reporting services. Now, while this business owner says Paul Koger, who's the head trainer and founder of Foxy Trades, says, as a small business owner, I believe that the right use of my time is the key contributor to my success. Toggle has been a great tool to help me make my working hours more efficient. Each week, I get an email report from the app that shows my time allocation. Trello is a web-based collaboration tool and productivity platform that organizes projects into boards. You can see on one screen what teams are working on, including the steps. Trello has business apps for Slack, Android, iPhone, and Windows 8. Adam Watson, who's the owner and director of Hollywood Mirrors and Decorolo, says, Trello provides complete communication on the tasks that individuals need to complete and in what order they need to be completed. This stops staff from focusing on low-priority work. It also allows me to check progress. And Zapier is an automation tool that allows you to connect business apps like Slack and MailChimp so that you can automate repetitive tasks and move information between apps for easier workflow. Sebastian Breyers, who's the CTO of Aura, says, Zapier's connectivity to multiple e-commerce platforms like Shopify and Amazon has made everything from accounting to customer analysis to creating Facebook audiences to sending out MailChimp drip email campaigns a job for 1 to 2 people rather than 10. So there's a couple of apps there that I think you don't have to jump in and get all of them, but at least start looking at a few if you're looking, if any of those things are affecting your business. If you're having problems with expenses, then you go to Expensify. Trello for the work management. All of those things are great, and anything that can help you run your business more efficiently, give you a little bit more time at the end of the day or week is helpful. Now, E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! Oh, if only we can win just one Super Bowl. I don't need five, I just need one. I want to be able to walk around with a t-shirt that says Eagles, Super Bowl champions, just once. Please, Philadelphia, pull this out for me. Yeah, as you can expect, in the NFL, it's all come down to this. Super Bowl 52 to be held in Minneapolis on Sunday, February 4th. It'll feature the New England Patriots versus my beloved Philadelphia Eagles. I can't wait. My prediction, Eagles 27-14. In NCAA men's basketball, the AP Top 25 has Villanova in the top spot, followed by Virginia, Purdue, Duke, Michigan State, all rounding out the top five. Xavier, Kansas, Cincinnati, Arizona, and Texas Tech rounding out the top 10 as we get closer and closer to March Madness. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime will help. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Word is the White House could now at any time make public a controversial memo from Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, which they say details FBI surveillance abuses and alleges anti-Trump sentiments at the Bureau. But now a top Republican says the Senate Intelligence Committee should first be able to review that memo. South Dakota's John Thune also telling The Hill that a Democratic counterpoint memo written by the Democratic members of the House Committee should also be released. With more on the Republican memo, here's USA Radio's John DeMaster.
Republican Devin Nunes says the memo makes the case about an epic scandal inside federal law enforcement. Justice Department saying releasing the memo would be reckless and could hurt national security.
A British jury has just found a man guilty of murder after he drove a van into a crowd of Muslims last June, killing one person. And this is USA Radio News.